Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the best my voice is going to get, so I just decided to bite the bullet and let's just record something, because I was, as I did say last week, meant to have recorded something last week, but this voice, and as I say, this is the best it's going to get. It was worse, so look it, let's just go for it. Now then, on to today's topic, welcome one and all. So do you ever have one of those light bulb moments? I did last week. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my world where every so often crazy witchy poo stuff happens. Let me explain. There's a bench in the women's changing room at our gym, and every time you sit on it, it leans forward. And I kid you not, this has been wrecking my head for the last 8 years. Yes, you heard me correctly, 8 years. So, for 8 years on and off, I've been sitting and falling off this damn bench. Until, that is, one of the days last week, and actually, now I think about it, it could have actually been closer to the end of the week before, but how and ever, I sat on the bench and, surprise, surprise, I nearly fell off. I cursed under my breath, as I usually do, only this time I stood up, because I actually was on the floor at this stage, so I stood up, had a look at the bench, got down on my knees, had a closer look, and cue the sound of the drum roll and Archangel singing, because I said to myself, what would happen if I turned the bench around? Why, you ask? Because the legs, which were at this present moment facing out at me, have a piece of wood that kind of juts into the main part of the leg. I'm not explaining this very well, but sure, look it. It goes into the main part of the leg at a right angle. So you've got leg facing down and a piece of wood at the top, which is making a 45 degree angle. On both sides of the front, the back of the bench, as it was as I was looking at it, the legs just go straight up and down, and there is a plank of wood running horizontally from one side to the other. So, and this is where the light bulb moment came in, what would happen if I just turned the bench around? So, dragged the whole bloody thing around, and it wasn't easy because, well, I'd just come out of the shower, still had the towel wrapped around me. You don't need to know too much information. Anyway, bench got turned around. I sat on the bench and it's now no longer leaning forward. I mean, can you believe it? It's taken me 8 goddamn years to figure this out. Now, is there a moral to this story? I don't know. There probably is. But the thing about it is, sometimes in life, when you have a problem, it's not always you can't always find the solution in the first 5 seconds, 5 minutes. Now, admittedly, it shouldn't take you 8 years to figure it out, but sometimes if you just sit back, look at the situation, maybe from a different angle, have a chat with a friend, see it from another point of view. In my case, it was my point of view. And, well, you know, it got figured out. Now, this was probably as a result of me just kind of saying, well, look it, I'm actually, and look at 8 years on from the first time I sat on this goddamn bench, I was just like, do you know what? I'm fed up with this and I have to figure something out. And short of drilling holes in the wall and bolting the bloody thing to the wall, which actually wasn't going to happen, because if you've ever tried to drill through cast concrete, and if Colin has listened to this, he's probably going to start laughing at me, because he's like, Candy, drilling through cast concrete, are you crazy? Drilling through anything? You and a power drill? You and workman's tools? Oh my God, forget about it. So anyway, I digress. The thing is, there is always a solution to a problem. You just have to sit back, relax, think about it methodically, and bingo, there you have it. Okay, admittedly, this is probably not to be applied to every problem in life, but for my problem, as it was, it just took a bit of just sitting back or standing back and just looking at the problem in a more methodical way. So, lo and behold, the bench is now fixed. I can sit on it without falling off onto the floor. Everybody else can sit on it without falling off onto the floor. And hey presto. So there you have it. That was my musings for this week. I actually do have another topic lined up for the next recording, and I'm not going to make the same mistake I made last time and promise that I'm going to have a recording published later on in the week. I'd like to, but hopefully my voice has come back to its full melodious tone and I will be able to record something on Thursday. But failing that, it'll be early next week. So until next time, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I'm thinking next for the next episode, I might actually get Colin in on the chat because he loves to chat. Anyway, next week, same time, same place, or same place, different time. Until then, ciao for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.